This is Free Talk Live, and you're listening to the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. This is the show you can dial in and bring up anything on. That's what we call the show, Free Talk Live. Again, 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. I normally don't carry stories over from 1 hour to the next, but this one is just so amazing. The story about these guys who, the gentleman who was running, actually, sorry, he wasn't running from the cops. The cops were after him to, for a warrant, essentially. There was a warrant that was out for him in regards to, theft and a few different other things, and they were trying to pick him up. None of the crimes were violent crimes. So, these two undercover cops get out of an undercover squad car and start running at this dude. He's just walking from one place to another.
Well, you call them cops, but essentially they're dudes in plain clothes getting out of an unmarked car. Their guy, armed men, ran at this guy. Stopped their car, got out.
Pulled out a gun.
Pulled out guns and ran at this guy.
Yep.
So he ran away, and they caught him, and they kicked the crap out of him.
Yeah, they beat him, and it was in front of at least 8 witnesses who all agree that Mr. Donovan, the man who was being beaten, all agree that he was not fighting back. He was just getting his butt kicked by these cops. And here's the icing on the cake, Mark, from the original report at the TimesLeader.com. Donovan, the guy who was being beaten, said the warrant was issued because he had missed a hearing, although he wasn't aware that he'd missed the hearing or that a warrant had been issued until the deputies were on him beating him.
That happens.
Stankus, who is the sheriff in the area, Sheriff Stankus, said the two deputies were injured during the arrest and treated at the local hospital. He said, quote, one accusation is that Donovan tried to disarm one of the deputies. Well, yeah, the cops are always going to say that. He went for my gun. I had to beat him. They're always going to say that. There's 8 people there that saw this happen.
And they all claim it didn't happen.
And despite the fact that there were 8 people that witnessed a beating. Now imagine that if there was no cops around, and you, Mark, just got beaten by a couple dudes who weren't cops. Do you think that if there were 8 people around watching, the cops might investigate that crime? Maybe. You know,
I
might
think
investigate
so.
It.
Yeah.
You know, see who it was.
Well, you know, but the fact is, and this is the one place where police departments, they fall short every single time, is it's a team. It's the blue team against the rest of us,
yeah,
or whomever. And they do not turn on their own. Well, I'm sorry. It's their job to enforce laws. And it's against the law to kick the crap out of some guy,
yep,
that you're, that has a nonviolent
even
charges
if you're a
that
cop.
You're serving warrants to. And especially in the case where they're serving warrants and he doesn't even know it.
And especially if he's not fighting them.
I mean, if it happened as this story purports, and there should be an investigation. That's all there is to it.
Well, according to Sheriff Stankus, he says the Wilkes-Barre Police Department will be conducting an investigation to determine if his men were assaulted. And
great.
But he's not sure if an investigation into whether the deputies assaulted Donovan will be done. He's not sure, Mark. The sheriff's just not sure if that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I can't be sure whether or not we're going to be able to investigate that part.
Wilkes-Barre Police Lieutenant Paul Middleton says all bystanders at the scene will be interviewed as part of the investigation. Again, the investigation into whether or not the cops were assaulted.
Right.
Sheriff Stankus said if Donovan and the others or others press the issue, then city police or state police could investigate whether the deputies used excessive force. So if people who watched this or Donovan himself presses the issue, then they could investigate. Whoa, man. That's really... going out on a limb.
Somebody's going out on a limb here.
So, also, Donovan said they asked the deputies to leave the room while they talked to him about the incident. Wilkes-Barre Chief Jerry DeSoye said, quote, I'm aware there was a situation. Of the allegations that the deputies used excessive force, Mr. DeSoye said, quote, it hasn't been decided if the allegations warrant an investigation or what agency would be best to handle the investigation if one was warranted. It hasn't been decided if these allegations...
Well, it's not warranted.
And the allegations, just to give you a recap...
The guy's just lost 3 teeth. Big deal.
The allegations are from people that saw this saying things like the guy was lying on his back, he was helpless, one guy was stomping on him, they were kicking his head, stomping his face, the guy didn't assault the cops at all. These are the allegations. And they're just, oh, I don't know if these warrant an investigation. And, you know, even if they did, we wouldn't even know who was going to investigate anyway. Is this crazy?
It's an excellent question. Who does watch the Watchers?
True.
I mean,
how well are they going to investigate themselves?
Clearly, they're not. I mean, we see lots of shows where the internal investigations unit is the, well, they're the bad guys on the police force,
right.
And, oh, we hate those I.O. guys, and, oh, they make me,
yeah,
they disgust
internal
me.
Affairs.
Right. Oh, yeah, because that's happening all over the place. There's, I mean, really, the internal
they're
affairs.
They're just as corrupt as everyone else.
I mean, you know, I'm just not of the opinion that that's happening. Where's
the
internal affairs guy beating down the door of these guys?
Here's what I want to know. Where are the good cops? Every time we talk trash about the cops on Free Talk Live, somebody calls in and says, you know, not all cops are that way. And it's true. Not all cops are
absolutely
that way.
True.
But where are they?
Why haven't they arrested these two guys?
Why haven't they arrested? But they don't have to just arrest them. They could just come out and say, yeah, you know, we know that Officer Stadenko is really, he's likely to use excessive force. We've seen him do it before, and we'd like to come out against this guy. Or we'd like to support the victims in this case. We'd like to support the witnesses because we're good cops, and we're here to out the bad cops.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they? They don't say anything, and which means says to me there aren't good cops.
They should be
standing up for the people.
Well, you know, as you know, police of what town is this?
This is Wilkes Barre.
As you know, the police union of Wilkes Barre, we guarantee that if a crime has been committed here, that the perpetrators on either side will be brought to justice. I mean, that would be a great statement that they could make, but
they're not even bothering.
They don't do that. No.
And they wonder. These cops. We've had cops call our show. Great guys.
Yeah.
The ones that have called the show. They wonder why we don't like, why I don't like cops. You don't have the same feelings as I do, but they wonder why I talk so bad about cops. It's because of stories like this, where the guys in the upper echelon of the agency are protecting the bad eggs. It's so corrupt, it's insane. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi, hon. I've talked to our officers here. And I tell you what, they don't like what's going on either. And I was talking to one in the parking lot a couple of weeks ago, and I was, you know, talking about this new world order thing to him. And he said, it's just about time to start fighting. And
okay.
we've got some good cops down here.
Well, you lucked out, Paula.
Yeah, we did. We're in a good community too. And I mean, we've got a good Christian county here.
Well, I don't think them being Christian makes them good necessarily.
Well,
there's plenty of Christians that want to force their religion down my throat, and I don't appreciate that.
Well, the thing is, hon, you're God's child. We're all family. And I mean, I'm from the house of David myself. And I'm going to tell you something. You need to find your father real quick because he loves you.
Am I going to go to hell if I don't?
Well, it's between you and him. I mean, you will discuss this when you go back. Well, I'm going to tell you something that you don't know, okay?
Hmm.
When you were sent here, everybody's sent here for a reason.
Sent.
Okay? You were told what it was you were coming for before you ever left there.
Would I have been sent here had my mom and dad not had sex?
He causes every child to be conceived.
Oh, really?
There are stages in your development as a fetus that represents godly things, and it all. When you take your breath, the Spirit of God is in you right then.
Paula,
You're born with it.
Is there any way to find out what the Father whispered to Ian's spirit that sent him here? Because I'm thinking the words recalcitrant, malcontent. I'm really pretty sure that he whispered those things.
I tell you what he needs to do, and all of God's children need to do, is that you need to get on your knees to him and talk to him, because he will talk to you, and he'll talk to you in your heart. You've even got a guardian
angel. Paula. I appreciate the suggestion, but I don't get on my knees for anybody.
He says, every knee shall bow.
No, not mine.
Honey, you're his child. His spirit's
okay.
In you. Okay? And he loves you. And I'm going to tell you something. He saved my life more than once.
Really?
And my fight, yes.
What about all the people whose lives he allowed to be lost? Why are you so special?
I don't know. All I know is, like, even my husband, he's in the house of David, too, and he fell off this roof here and cracked his head wide open.
Man.
I mean, cut up everything. He was dead for an hour, and he sent him back.
Oh, my goodness. What an amazing story.
I mean, he totally healed him all by himself. He sat up in the bed in intensive care one night at 4:30 in the morning.
Fascinating. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. As always, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both totally free. freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.com. freetalklive.org. So, Mark, let's jump into the email box. You've got one, don't you?
Jump into the email box. So, sounds like so much fun.
It does sound fun.
Rolling around with all the emails.
It is fun to take to read emails on the air.
This one's from Gus. I heard Ian mention something about seeing free market universities coming soon.
Yes.
This would be a horrible idea.
Okay.
I agree with a lot of things that you guys bring up on the show, but I have my own experience with public and private colleges. Trying to transfer credits between the two specifically, it just does not happen. I went to a private college in Orlando, Florida, and got my AS degree. After a couple of years, I decided to go back to school for my bachelor's, and the best idea for me was to start to go back for my AA at a community college before going to state university, since there were absolutely no credits from my AS that would transfer.
But isn't it that way with ASs anywhere? Aren't ASs pretty much useless as far as continuing on in college?
Not continue. No, there's certainly some core requirements that in ASs that you can transfer.
When I was in school, the impression I got. I got the impression that an AS is for 2 years and that's it.
But if there's something specific that you're going for, you don't necessarily have to take these core requirements. It just really depends on the individual school.
Okay.
And some schools do, some schools don't. If you get your AS at a community college, you're much more likely to have transferable credits than if you get your AS from some private school that, as a matter of fact, you'll see as we go on a little farther. Let's see. If we made the majority of our universities privately run, credits would be almost impossible to transfer because every school would have different requirements for degrees and classes. Now, I agree that government has needs to be weaned down to a minimal power, if any power at all.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to schools, there needs to be a universal curriculum, one that will transfer easily between schools so that the future generations won't have to go through the complications and credits that I did.
I appreciate Gus's concern, and I understand where he's coming from. It must have been quite a hassle that he faced. However, I don't think he has very much vision as far as what the education system could be like under a free market. I mean, if indeed people are concerned about this, if something that people want is transferable credits from university to university,
and they do,
then why wouldn't the marketplace provide that?
Well, my mother, when she was talking about universities, the most important thing that she would talk about is accreditation. And accreditation really boils down to transferability. And so
you go from one accredited college to another accredited college.
Depending on by whom they are accredited, there's different accreditation sources.
Right. Now, the market isn't perfect. I'm not saying that in a free market, all colleges would interconnect and they would all be able to be transferred.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not the case today. And we've got the government in charge, as he pointed out. What I am saying is that if you do look to the marketplace, you can see examples of standardization. Look at VHS, for instance. You remember that old tape that people used to watch? Now there's DVDs, but VHS, back in the 1980s, was in competition with Beta. Sony's Beta. It was JVC's VHS versus Sony's Beta, and they battled it out in the marketplace. Consumers preferred VHS for whatever reasons they preferred it. Beta went away. Beta's still around. It's just only used in newsrooms, and even it's now being sort of replaced over time. But VHS won. So why is it that Sony, who made Beta, made VHS decks? Why is it that Toshiba, Sony, JVC, you name it, Samsung, all of these manufacturers, no name, Chinese
brands.
Because
that's what people
wanted. All of these manufacturers who all could have come out with competing, differing formats to try to corner the market or whatever, they didn't. They all agreed that let's do VHS, and we're going to compete on the basis of the players and the features with the players and all that, not on the actual format itself. Look at the computer world. Look at USB. I mean, every computer that's sold today has a USB port on it. Do you think there's a law that mandated that?
No.
Heck no. The computer manufacturers, the USB consortium, it's a group of different people from different manufacturers that gets together to set these rules, to set these agreements.
People wanted easier plugins for their computers. And, it's all these little gizmos that you had to tighten a couple of screws on to pull it out and all that. That was a pain in the butt.
Yep.
People want USB ports. They're easy to use.
Right. And they want them everywhere. And so, again, why is it that you can't take that idea and shift it over to universities? As you pointed out, The market has accreditation. It's accreditation is essentially a third-party group that goes around saying, okay, well, you know, there's a checklist of things that we look at about your college. Do you do this? Do you do this? I mean, are you going to be qualified for accreditation? If so, you can then advertise that you're an accredited college, which means that more people are going to take you seriously, your college seriously, and you're more likely to get more more admissions that way. And so it seems simple to me. I mean, it seems obvious that the marketplace would allow many colleges to interact. But on the other hand, if you go to a college that's specifically about electrical engineering and then decide you want to go to a college about English, you're not going to be able to transfer those credits.
Right. I would think, and this is just a guess, I haven't gone to ITT or one of those sorts of places. But if you go to ITT, I would think that it would be difficult to take their credits and then transfer them to, say, you know, to go get your master's degree or, right, or your bachelor's degree at a university.
Plus, also, you have to remember that if the marketplace is fully in charge of schools, if it's a free market education system, then that means that the standards won't be set by some central board at the state level or the national level, meaning that standards will be set based on third-party accreditation and various different factors, market demand. So therefore, it's more likely that standards could be actually more flexible. I mean, in some cases, when you go from one state to another, there are credits that won't transfer.
Absolutely true.
So our system today bites, and it needs to go away. And it needs to be replaced by free markets.
The transferability issue amongst state colleges from state to state really is the place where our education system falls on its face. More so, it's essentially handing over our tax money to what appear to be socialists.
Yeah.
Teachers there.
They're overwhelmingly, universities overwhelmingly dominated by socialist thinking. They're socialist indoctrination camps, even more so than high schools are.
And I don't like the idea of having to do that. I mean, if your kid wants an education, fabulous. He can get it, or you can pay for it. I don't see why.
Or a charity could step
right
in.
I mean, if
a business could pay for it, too.
The United Urban League, is that?
That's one of them.
I mean, that's one of those that pays for people to get educations that they want to see get them. Of course, they're black people, but that's
their prerogative.
That's their prerogative.
So the other thing about the market-based education is that since the requirements would not be set by some state board of socialist bureaucrats, and the requirements would be set by the schools themselves, accreditation and all that in the marketplace, then that means that you may not have to go and take a bunch of math classes in order to get an English degree.
Right.
And you may not have to go and take a bunch of English classes in order to get a math degree. And the stupid everyone must pass one-size-fits-all requirements would go away, I think. And I think that'd be a great thing for education. You could focus in on the things you wanted to learn, not what the board members want you to learn. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Hey, Bill. I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com. Check, please. I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com. And there's over 1,500 people that have taken the time to plot their positions on the map. It's a worldwide map, so people from all around the world, internationally, are they've got little plot points, little digital pushpins, if you will, on our listener map. And it's free, of course. You go to map.freetalklive.com to get interactive with that. So, I've got another email to get to, but first, some news about the border. Actually, about both of the borders in the United States.
Okay.
There's some changes that are going to be coming soon. According to HomelandStupidity.us, if you're a U.S. citizen and haven't obtained a passport yet, now would be a very good time to do so, even if you don't have any immediate travel plans. 5 months from now, new regulations proposed by the Department of Homeland Security and the State Department will require U.S. citizens returning by air or sea from certain countries to have a passport or other proof of identity and citizenship in order to re-enter the country.
What about a driver's license?
That might be anything. Proof of identity and citizenship. I suppose if you have a driver's license, that's proof of citizenship.
Okay.
As part of the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative proposed last year, citizens of the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Bermuda, the Caribbean, and Central and South America will be required to show a passport when entering the U.S., and U.S. citizens traveling to these countries will be required to prove their citizenship by showing approved documents in order to re-enter the country. On Friday, I guess you didn't have to before when you were coming back in from Canada. That sort of thing. Is that not the case?
You didn't. I mean, you didn't have to have a passport to get to Canada or Mexico. And my understanding, like Bahamas and that kind of thing.
Right. Now you do. Not a passport per se, but you'll need to have some sort of identification and you'll need to show it. Well, you're going to have to prove you're a citizen.
What about, why would you need to renew it? Why are they suggesting that you renew it, though? I guess that's where I haven't really...
That you renew what?
The passport. people that don't expect to be treated in traveling, that was the first line in the article you read.
Oh, if you haven't obtained a passport yet, now would be a very good time to do so. I don't know, maybe because that would be the best way to do it. Maybe because if you have a passport, that'd be the most acceptable way.
I see.
But it sounds like
so
there are some other
people that have
laws.
Passports need to renew them now because some kind of weird thing, it's going to get harder to renew your passport.
No, I don't think so.
I guess that's what I heard when you said it.
So these people, the U.S. citizens that are coming back from these other countries that traditionally you hadn't had to show identifying information from, now will have to. In fact, on Friday, the departments published their proposed regulations outlining the documents which will be accepted. Here you go. Passports, Nexus Air Trusted Traveler Cards, U.S. Military ID, and Merchant Mariner documents. So I guess driver's license aren't acceptable.
Wow.
You will have to get a passport. The regulations cover only air and sea crossings and will take effect January 8, 2007. Separate regulations covering land border crossings will take effect January 1, 2008 and will be published separately, according to the State Department. So the new land border crossing regulations are expected to negatively impact tourism and trade across the U.S.-Canadian border, as people will see traveling to Canada is too much of a hassle now. You got to get a passport to go there now.
It does sound like it would be harder.
A 2005.
But I have a passport already. I would just have to find the thing.
A 2005 Canadian tourism report predicted 7.7 million fewer Americans would visit Canada, and 3.5 million fewer Canadians would visit the United States in the 3 years following the implementation of the land border restrictions. That's pretty significant, man. That's a lot of people that had been enjoying a little vacation up in Canada, a little sightseeing, a little tourism. Now, forget about it.
Can't you buy certain things duty-free or something up there? Don't people go across the border to buy stuff? I guess
there might
be
a reason for it.
You can certainly buy Cuban cigars up there.
You can buy marijuana in some places.
Really?
Yeah, in Toronto, they sell it openly on the streets.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's not legal, per se, but it's getting there in Canada, slowly but surely. So, in fact, Michael Hampton, who writes this, says, I certainly wouldn't go. I once went to Vancouver, B.C. for a day simply because I happened to be in Seattle at the time. I'm almost certainly not the only one who would make such an impulse trip. You're visiting Seattle? Hey, let's go to see Vancouver.
Sure.
Right next door.
Or you're in San Diego. You might as well shoot on down to Tijuana, right?
Yeah, whatever. Not anymore. Now you're going to have a passport. Or a military ID, or a Nexus Air Trusted Traveler Card, whatever that is. The heck is that?
Yeah, well, why would they make it so hard to get in and out of the country?
What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it worries the crap out of this does worry me. I know that it just seems strange, but, you know, everybody's calling for the border to be locked down. Let's lock down the border. Lock it down. Let's put up walls, and we'll put in Marines with 50 cals every mile, and we'll put up moats with alligators in there and sharks and border ninjas. We'll cut those Mexicans to pieces when
they
try to come across. That's what they say, and now they want a passport to get in and out, and many Americans simply don't have one. I have one because it's important to me to travel, but do you have one?
Yes.
Okay, great. I wouldn't expect you to have had one, simply because you don't travel outside the country much.
Mm-hmm.
But
I thought about leaving once.
Okay. Yeah. Well, many people don't have passports, and it's just going to keep them from going across because they know they won't be able to get back in.
Yep, so now...
Or they'll get hassled getting back in.
Right.
I mean, how much farther is it going to be till we're like East Germany was?
To where you can't leave?
Right.
Yeah, well, what about the people that have left the country for an extended vacation? What if they're living in Canada, right?
Expats, I believe they're referred to as.
What if they're living in Canada for a year? Maybe they're just doing it for business. You know, just got hired by a company,
sure.
Move up to Canada, and working there, got a visa or whatever. I guess a visa is, you have to have a passport to have a visa, right?
Yes, I would move.
Or do you need a visa to go move to Canada? I don't think you do.
A visa is something granted by the country to which you're going.
Okay.
A passport is... something granted by the country from which you are coming.
If you know more about this sort of thing than I do, if you know about traveling to Canada, that sort of thing, 800-259-9231. Because as I understand it, right now there's sort of a reciprocal agreement between the United States and Canada in that Canadian citizens can come here, no problem. United States citizens can go to Canada, no biggie. So if you're a United States individual and you're in Canada, you've been working there for a while, and these new regulations go into effect, and you don't have a passport, what happens when you try to come home?
in all likelihood, you'll have to write a letter to somebody to get a letter from somebody and, you know, get it sort of taken care of.
Yeah. You have to get a passport from outside of the United States in order. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, the word doesn't get around on new laws very often.
Well,
so you
like
would be shocked at the border. You'd come, you'd be driving up to the border. Hey, I'm coming home, see my family, my friends. And then you stopped at the border, sir. There's new laws and regulations in effect here. You're going to have to prove your citizenship. Show us your papers. What? That's not how it was when I left. Well, times have changed since September 11th, sir, and there's a new law that's gone into effect. You're going to have to prove your citizenship. And if you can't prove it, you can turn right back around and go back into Canada. You know what?
You could be a terrorist.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I don't want to come back to the United States. Thanks very much. 800-259-9231. It's getting worse, man. And I like how you pointed out. I mean, how long is it going to be before it's a wall, before you can't get in and out? Let's talk to Adam in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
It's getting pretty hard to get into Canada lately, isn't it?
Apparently so. Apparently it's getting hard to get out of Canada.
Maybe that's because they might be thinking people might be dodging the national service, if you know what I mean.
Well, there's no national service at the moment, but maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they're putting this into effect, so if they do bring about national service, it'd be a great way to crack down on people trying to get out.
Exactly. No more draft dodging.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, there'll be something set up to get people across the border to Canada.
Yeah, just won't cross in the appropriate spots. Right?
And the Internet is going to make it impossible for these people to do this. I mean, essentially, there's going to be so... You can communicate with people all over the world through the Internet. They're going to have an underground railroad, as it were, to get people across the border so much more easily than they did in the 60s.
They may, but if they're asking everyone for documents at the border stops, you're going to have to go through the forest, man.
There's plenty of roads right now that go across the border that don't have Border Patrol agents on them. Yeah, it's just not major ones. It's the minor ones.
I see.
And there's plenty of ships leaving ports in America that are going to Canada.
Adam, any thoughts?
Yeah. Well, they've been laying off some of the border agents. They've been replacing them with robots.
Have they really?
Yeah, I've seen it on the news.
What kind of robots?
Well, radar devices, all kinds of sets, stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they could be eliminating any potentially sympathetic border agents for the draft dodgers.
Good observation, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Once again, that's 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase. handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, final segment of the Live Saturday edition. Still time for your calls if you make them now. 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of great stuff there, and it's all totally free. Well, how do we afford giving you a website for free? Because all those other talk shows want to charge you money for their sites. How is it that Free Talk Live, this little show on 16 stations, can afford to do a website for free, but the other shows have to ask for money? These guys with 400 stations, you'd think they could afford a free website. Well,
or a website at all. Some of them don't even have it.
Our amplifier, you're right. Our
amplifier. And the ones they do have are crappy.
I actually
shouldn't promo them.
You know what? I actually took a look at the top rankings of the top talk shows. Talkers Magazine, Industry Magazine. It does kind of a ranking, so Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. It just goes down the list based on audience size, and they calculate
Michael
that.
Savage, number three?
Savage is three, yeah.
Yeah.
So they calculate it based on a number of markets and size of the markets and audience size and all that. And I was shocked at some of the people that didn't have either decent websites or no website at all. Don Imus doesn't have a website.
What about Savage? His used to be just
Savage is
crap.
Awful. His is awful.
Language, cultures, and xenophobia.
Yeah, Hannity and Rush Limbaugh actually have usable, decent-looking websites.
Yeah, nice ones.
But for the number three show, you'd expect something. When you go to Michael Savage's website, it resolves to some weird domain name. It's not even his site. It's bizarre.
I mean, the people that are listening to Savage's show, they don't have a real command
of
this internet thing anyway.
Yeah, and so that's why I figured with Don Imus, he's got a bunch of 60-plus people listening to his show, right?
Mm.
But I don't know, man. You'd think he'd have a younger audience that would appreciate something like that.
I mean,
what do I know about web design?
He's on the TV, and you can watch him on, MSNBC?
Yeah,
watch him on
his radio show.
He just looks so much like a cadaver.
Yeah, like a corpse doing radio.
He's coughing up some dust.
If I ever get like that, please, just tell me to retire.
Whoa. Okay? You know, he does some great things for that ranch, though. You know, there's kids that he takes care of.
Uh-huh.
Out in Nevada or something like that?
Whatever.
I don't know. Sends them out to the middle of nowhere.
All right. So how do we afford this website? Well, the amplifiers are definitely a factor. And the amplifying program is at amp.freetalklive.com. We've got over 280 of our listeners that have chipped in, essentially, $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. It's less than the price of a cup of coffee. And the reason why is because we don't charge for our website. So they just feel like helping out. It's a voluntary thing. The way things should be. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, they're getting some perks like access to classic archives. They get kind of inside information that other listeners don't necessarily get. Also, the Amplifier Only forum and call-in lines and everything. But if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you'll also find out how it is that we're spending that $3 that you'll be sending in every month. We're spending it on industry advertising, getting more stations on board for the show. We're spending it on internet advertising and more, getting more people, more new people listening to the message of freedom and liberty. And that's important. At least it is to me. If it is to you, go to amp.freetalklive.com and explore the Amplifier program. Quick email from Kevin. It says, I'm a CPA, and I'd like to address the issue of eliminating taxes. I've downloaded the show to my MP3 player, and I'm a little behind. What I'd like to hear you address on the show is how you fund all of the items that we need with total elimination of taxes. For example, I like driving on public roads, which are very costly. I'd like to say that when governments they bid out private roads, some governments don't. Some governments have preferred businesses that they just throw all their road business to, and they pay through the nose.
Yeah. But if they all pay through the nose.
Right. But if it's bid out, then the cost drops to a third of what those other governments pay. Even if it's government still bidding out the job, the cost drops to a third. And that's not even saying
anything. Third. Yep. That's huge.
It is huge. And that's not even saying anything about how cheap it could be if the marketplace did it, if it was done on a competitive basis by people owning property.
Just because they're bidding it out doesn't mean they're getting the best road for their money, though. That to me is even, that's scary, too. I want a good road that's going to last a long time.
Uh-huh.
So I find that a little scary. The having government in charge of roads isn't going to be the most efficient way to build a road. Now, I am of the opinion that people just freak out when you talk about the government not controlling roads.
Well, here he is, his first objection.
It always
no
is.
Taxes.
So I'm of the opinion that roads should be paid for in gasoline tax. More people, the more gasoline you use, the more you're using the roads, the more you pay for them. It's simple, and it's easy. I think it's the direction that.
But it's still violence.
It is absolutely.
And it's unacceptable to me.
I understand it's
you can accept the violence, but that's because you don't run a gas station.
It's true. I don't think the gas station attendants really are feeling the pinch of the violence.
Well, I know that if I was running a gas station, I'd like to not be able to charge tax to my clients.
I know you would.
So anyway, do I drive on public roads, says Kevin? Well, yes, I do. How could I avoid it?
How many private roads are there?
They exist. There are lots of private roads. Some industrial parks, typically private roads.
Yes.
Gated neighborhoods, private roads. There's lots of. There's even private dirt roads leading down to some guy's house out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
So there's plenty of private roads out there. But of course, I drive on government-run roads. However, it doesn't mean that just because government has been running the roads doesn't mean that government should run the roads. Just because government does tax people and steal people's money in order to fund the road expeditions doesn't mean that that's the best way to do it.
Absolutely. We're never going to find out how bad they run the roads unless we let somebody else compete with them.
Right.
But you never will. It's in the same way that we'll never find out how bad they are at trash collection. Or delivering the water to your house.
Well, we might find out. In the free state.
In the free state.
All right. So he goes on. He says, I think every country, even if neutral, needs some type of military for defense. Well, if that's the case, and I think there are a lot of people like you out there, Kevin, there's a lot of people that love the military. In which case, they should be the ones paying for it. Because I don't feel like I want a military, and I certainly don't want to pay for this one, because this one is not doing the job of defense. Even though it's the Department of Defense, they're not doing anything defensive.
Well,
if someone attacked us tomorrow, how quick are they going to bring the guys back from Iraq? Because that's where they are.
Most of the National Guard units are considered unfit for anything at this point. I mean, they're just not prepared to go anywhere.
Right.
That's because all the ones that are fit and prepared to go and do things are over in Iraq.
And that's not even factoring all of the military waste and the boondoggles and everything else that's wrong with the military. So
yeah, they're good at that.
So if you want defense, then pay for it. I'd like to have a private defense agency sort of maybe defend me, possibly. I'd be interested in a contract like that, but at this point, I can't buy contracts like that because they're not offered to the masses at an affordable rate. And the reason why is because, well, government picks up that tab. Government handles that job.
Honestly, I'm of the founding fathers were of the opinion, and I'm of the opinion that the army shouldn't be a standing army.
They were.
It says in there that the Army
should... Article 1, Section 8.
Yeah, that's where it is. That shouldn't last more than 2 years.
Because they knew that a standing army was tempting for people in power.
They also
knew... Want to use them. Send them somewhere.
That if you allowed people to own guns, there's no way. Can you imagine trying to fight a land war in America?
Nah.
You might be able to take over the metros, Los Angeles, New York, where they've outlawed the guns. You're not taking over, you know, God's land in the middle, flyover country.
Right. Mm-mm. So he goes on. He says, I enjoyed going to public schools. Well, good for you, Kevin. I didn't. And even if I did enjoy it, it doesn't make theft an appropriate thing to do. The way public schools are funded is by stealing money from people. It's called property taxes. And if I don't pay property taxes,
they take my house away.
They're going to threaten me, and if I don't respond to their threats by paying up, they're going to come and try to arrest me or put a lien on my home. They're going to hurt me.
Yeah.
If I don't want to go with them, and if I don't want to pay the lien, they're going to come and try and get me. And if I don't want to go with them, they're going to shoot me. They're going to hurt me, Kevin. That's not very nice, is it? Is that worth it? Is it worth it to you to kill a few people so you can go to school? Is that going to feel good?
Unfortunately, not too many people protest these things. I mean, they are now and then. There's people that don't pay their property taxes, but most
yeah, but there's nothing
don't.
Organized. There's nothing organized.
Nothing
it's
organized.
Just some random nutball out of the you know east of the interstate somewhere who hasn't cut his grass in 20 years. Those are the kinds of people that protest property taxes. So great, I'm glad you enjoyed your experience at government-run public school. That doesn't mean that it wouldn't have been a better experience at a privately-run public school. Remember, just because it's privately-run doesn't mean it has to exclude people. Anybody who can afford it can go there, for the most part. And in the marketplace, there'd be plenty of schools that would be charity schools for people who are poor, that couldn't afford necessarily to go to the other schools. And besides, in a marketplace, competition would bring prices down instead of what we have today, which is the government spending more and more of our taxpayer dollars on education. It's about $10,000 per pupil. Taxes. It's what it costs to so-called educate these kids, and we all know that they're coming out of school illiterate.
It's absolutely true. A good number of students come out.
That's $10,000 per year, by the way.
Per student. And, you know, the funny thing is it costs $6,000-$7,000 to send somebody to private school, to a good private school. And everybody knows, almost everybody would rather send their student to a private school than a public school. If
teachers send their kids to private schools.
Oftentimes they do.
Government government representatives and senators send their kids to private schools. What do they know that you don't?
Yeah. I mean, essentially, it's middle-class welfare. Public schools are middle-class welfare.
Yep. Let's find alternative methods for funding these things. If they're really things that people want, the market will provide it. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's been the Live Saturday Show, but we do it six nights a week, so join us not Monday night. We might have a refeed Monday night unless we can get things together for a live show. So definitely Tuesday, we will be live again. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.